We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We will start in the parking lot of a Walmart in Fridley, Minnesota. Never even heard of this town. A mother is suing Walmart after her daughters were burned, one fatally, in a parking lot fire outside of a Walmart store in Fridley, Minnesota. One of the daughters is alive, although permanently disfigured. One of her daughters died, and that's sad. Essie McKenzie's daughters were sleeping in the back of her minivan when she pulled up to the Walmart Supercenter in Fridley, Minnesota on August 6th, 2019.
I believe it was 6:30 in the morning, Scott.
The girls, 6 and 9 years of age, were tired after being woken up early to go to the airport, where McKenzie dropped off her mother, she would later tell investigators. She decided to let them sleep while she took care of some shopping, believing that they would be safe. They are 6 and 9, or were 6 and 9. It was around 6 o'clock in the morning. When she came back outside minutes later, the minivan was in flames. She ran toward the fire, but first responders held her back. She watched and waited while firefighters eventually pulled the girls from the burning van. The flames had gotten to them. The younger of the two was in cardiac arrest, revived in the parking lot, taken to the hospital. Sadly, she later died. Her 9-year-old sister, the older sister, survived, severely burned, permanently disfigured. In the lawsuit.
Here's where we're going to talk about Kansas City. If you're wondering why we're talking about this Minnesota case, this is why.
In the lawsuit against Walmart, which was filed in June, McKenzie's attorneys blame the company for its, quote, well-known policy of allowing people to stay in store parking lots overnight and essentially camp out, but not monitoring those guests to help ensure the safety of other customers. Walmart encouraged and permitted, they argue, a dangerous condition on its property. Uh-huh. Okay.
Their well-known policy for allowing people to stay in store parking lots overnight and essentially camp out. Now, Scott, immediately in the newsroom, and I understand for those of you screaming in your cars, how can you sue Walmart for a fire when this woman left her 2 children in the car, which you should never do? We talked about this yesterday at the top of the show. I want to get into a little bit about how this fire started. The girls had nothing to do with this.
That's true.
The mom had nothing to do with this. A California man was traveling with his wife, living out of their van as they drove across the country. They were stopping at Walmart, Scott, to camp in parking lots as they lived out of their van. They decided in the morning to make some eggs. They used a camping stove to make their breakfast. Once finished, they put the camping stove in the back of the van without waiting for it to cool. And then they drove from the back of the lot into a parking space closer. The parking space right next to those 2 girls.
That's where the fire started.
The man went into the store, camping stove ignited. His wife, quote, tried to put out the flames and couldn't. Their car was engulfed and then spread to the mom's van. He got 120 days in jail. The reason that this lawsuit has been filed is because they are saying, and I think that there's some truth to this, that Walmart has kind of become known for the camp out overnight place. You see this, Scott. People in vans, people in RVs.
Is that true?
Will pull in because they're open. Think about it. Open 24/7. It's good lighting. You know there's security around somewhere. They'll pull in and use that for a purpose it is not intended for. Is Walmart at fault or could be on the hook because Walmart knows people are camping out overnight and, quote, allowing it?
Yes, you can park overnight at Walmart. Most Walmart stores allow RVs, van dwellers, and car campers to sleep in their parking lot overnight. However, there are a minority of Walmart stores where overnight parking is simply not allowed.
Well, after this happened and the deaths of that girl and the severe disfigurement of her sister, I guarantee you there is going to now be a corporate policy that says, get out of here.
I'm shocked that Walmart, I was unaware of this unwritten policy by Walmart, but I'm shocked that a company as large as that one is, with as much money, with as many lawyers, would ever even sort of allow something like this.
I want to hear from our lawyers. What is the difference between allowing something and just sort of looking the other way when everyone knows that this is a thing? And legally, is there a difference?
And let's be honest, how much responsibility goes on the mom for leaving her 6 and 9-year-old daughters in the car?
Scott, we could relitigate that hour all day long. We talked about it yesterday with the abduction of a child in a car in St. Louis because mom ran in somewhere to go to the bathroom. I want to know from our lawyers, what is the difference between putting a sign in your parking lot saying, hey, come on, bring your camping gear in here. You can sleep overnight. You want to make some eggs? Knock yourself out. What is the difference between advertising it that way and just sort of not stopping behavior that you know is happening, but
the thinking probably being if we allow RVs and campers in our parking lot overnight,
they're going to need some chips.
When they wake up in the morning, they're going to need supplies.
Bingo.
Where are they going to go? Oh, look, there's a Walmart. Let's head on in, kids. Telephone number here is 586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam, Dana, I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.